Donegal, look at cycling now. The Donegal Atlantic Way Ultra Race taking place on Friday the 23rd, next Friday. We're joined in studio by Sean McFadden and Sean Stewart. Good afternoon, boys.
How you doing?
Thank you.
Whichever one of you wants to start, boys, the two of you are organising it. So we'll start with Sean Stewart. And Sean, it's a big event, this. Huge distance involved. And can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, it's a great event. It's great to have it in the county. I suppose it's grown massively since last year. We're up on 100 entries this year from about 25 on last year. So yeah, as you said, it takes in the whole county, really. It's 555 kilometres. And most people will aim to do it in one go. So I guess we're looking at a running time of just under 20 hours. And there's a 40-hour time limit on the race. So that would leave most people in on Sunday morning, early hours sometime. So
it's a serious event. You're starting on Friday morning. And you can have teams as well as individuals.
Yeah, there's open the solo category. And then there's teams of twos, fours and eights. So you can have any combination, mixed combination that you like. So yeah, there's a great uptake in teams this year, especially in the four-person category. And we've quite a few eights as well, so it makes it more manageable as a four or an eight. For a solo, it's a big ask.
Yeah, it's massive. So it starts on Friday morning, and you have, as you say, you have a limit. 40 hours is the limit for anybody who wants to try and do it.
Yeah, 40 hours to get a finisher's medal. Last year, everybody was in. I think the last guy was in about 39 hours, so and he actually took a few hours sleep. So it's definitely achievable, and especially for the teams. So we'd expect everybody to make the cutoff.
Sean, can't wait to get chatting, I said there. But, Sean, seeing as Chris lined you up, you're not doing the event yourself. You're involved organising. I suppose that's nearly tougher organising than...
Well, it is. This man stumping me here. I was busy, I suppose, with Ras, and Sean was taking the slack or taking the rope for me when I was away there. But listen, we're back, and we're looking forward to this year. Like, it's grown massively from last year. We sat here last year with Oisin talking about it, and we thought, will we do it this year or will we not? But when we opened the entries up, it just, in 2 or 3 months, it was nearly filled up, you know. So it's great. It's great to see so many local riders in it and so many local teams in it this year. There's going to be a real battle, I think, as me and Shelf and Sean has talked about it, for third spot in the solo one, because you've got a lot of local names there, like Ian Callaghan, triathlete, like, is going to try his hand this year. Eugene McGettigan, Matthew McKinley, and Hugh Geller from Cranford, that would be does a lot of endurance cycling. He normally cycles from Dublin, he works in Dublin, he cycles home, so that is going to be a real challenge, the third spot for the solo. So, you know, it's we're looking forward to it. Hopefully the weather's good. And last year was perfect. And last year the times were phenomenal. Ron McLaughlin won it last year in 1945. He had 27 kilometres an hour average. If anybody rides a bike, they know 27 kilometres an hour, it's a brave pace.
That's huge. And some of the hills that they climb as well around that course.
Yeah, Ronan, I suppose he's coming from a real good cycling background. He was a pro in his day, you know, and so him and Joe's probably going to go toe-to-toe again this year, like they did last year. We're unfortunate this year we haven't got Jason Black. He's away climbing another mountain. So, but listen, there's a few boys there will fit into Jason's slot. Jason finished second last year. Joe had a few mistakes, but I'm sure Joe's back.
Yeah,
he's back with a bang this year. You know?
Where to go. Well, back to Sean Stewart. Sean, the event starts on Friday, but you have a registration on Thursday, is that right?
All the riders and their crew are meeting in the Mount Errigal on Thursday night for registration. So it's open from 2 p.m. Until about 7 o'clock, and then we've got a race brief at 7:30. So the first riders are off on Friday morning at 10 a.m. And there's 1 minute intervals in between every rider, so it'd be nice to see a good crowd down there on Friday morning to cheer everybody off.
How many entrances are meant to ask you? Many?
Yeah, so there's 100 entries, but I suppose that's made up of twos, fours, and eights. So there's roughly about 280 people that will be on the bikes over the weekend, and each of those have two crew members. So yeah, it's bringing a big crowd to the county. Obviously, there's a lot of local riders in it, but we have a lot coming from down the country. We have a few guys from Scotland and England, and we actually have one man travelling from Seattle to take part. So it's great to see it spreading out a bit.
So 10 o'clock at the Mount Errigal, it'd be great to see a big crowd out watching.
Ah, yeah, it means a lot too, you know, for the competitors. I know myself and Sean, you know, we know when we're racing, you really appreciate it, and especially around the course. And I suppose people can follow it on online too, because every team and rider are carrying a GPS tracking device. So you can follow it and you can watch the race live from your house, you know. And you know, it's easy then just to step outside and cheer people on. So yeah, if people could come out, it'd be great. Great support and for the event as well.
Yep. Well, Sean, about the course itself, it's a tough course. You were talking there off air. It's a very hilly course, so it's a good test for the cyclists.
Oh yes, a good test. Myself and Sean know the course very well. You know, and I've been over not so long back there, about 3 weeks ago, on the Ras, and there's some real good climbs in it. You know what I mean, like Mamore Gap and Glengash and down in around Carrick and Kilcare. Like, so they will be tested, and like, it's not flat. We have a guy come from Dublin that's gone to Hawaii for 12 times in a row, by called Martin, and like he's really looking forward to it. But he posted something on Facebook last week. He'd done a 400-kilometer cycle, but it was pancake flat. So we're saying to him, like, you're coming to Donegal, you know, it's not going to be that easy, you know. So we're looking forward to it. Like, as I say, this year's grown. Like, we have 31 solos, we have 22 man teams, we have 37 four man teams, and we've 11 eights. So, you know, we're just overwhelmed with the crowd that's come to it. Like, and a lot of the eights especially, like, you know, they're running for a bit of fun. And like, there's two girls teams there. My own wife Irene this year is taking to the bike, and a lot of school teachers, you know, that teach with her, like, they're doing it for the crack. And that's what this event's about. The solo's okay, or they're going to be battling it out, but when you go back to the eights and maybe the fours, it's a bit of crack and it's a challenge, and it's more getting together and having a bit of fun too, you know. So, and that's why when we come up with the event, that's why we put in the eights and the fours, to make it a nice, a fun event for families and people to navigate them and stuff like that, you know. So
yeah, it's a huge test, as we were saying there. At night time especially, that's what I was talking about off air there. It's bound to be tough for the cyclists at night time. Donegal roads are tough enough at the best of times.
It sure is. It's probably tough mentally. You know, you're going to be on the bike maybe 12, 14 hours at that stage, and the sun goes down. So I know a lot of people struggle at night, and even just not used to riding at night, you know. So I suppose for us, safety is important there. You know, the crew are always with the riders during the night, and you know, they're well lit up and everything. And most of them will be kind of over around kind of the northwest corner, around Fulcara, Gudore, heading for Glenty's direction. So, you know, that'll be kind of in the early hours of Saturday morning.
And I'm sure support along the event as well would be nice for the cyclists if they see people.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I know some racers recognised last year, they said like they were maybe passing somewhere at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they've seen the lights of a house come on, and there's people running out to cheer them on, you know. So, I mean, that means a lot, especially when you're suffering in the middle of the night somewhere over the west.
That's brilliant. So, Sean, you'll be out at the Mount Errigal on Friday morning, hoping that everything goes well then.
Well, we'll probably be sleeping out there for the next four or five nights then to get things organised. Last year was the same, but I suppose when we're here, we might like to thank a few sponsors, like the Mount Errigal Hotel. We couldn't do it without them. The facilities that gave us last year, Terry McAnuff, was just, you know, we couldn't do it without them. You know, I mean, it's a great venue for it, and it's like they're passing there on the turning point when they come back from Anishowen County, you know what I mean? So that's great to have that, Terry. Stateside, Patricia and Tommy Hill from Stateside, they're on board. The Blood Bikes is our main charity this year. We had them last year as well. Peter McLean is the main man there. So we're glad to have the Blood Bikes on board, and they're even going to help out this year with two or three motorbikes on the course. So we're happy there. Divers Hyundai, again, you know, Terence has been so good to me over the years with cars and vehicles and stuff like that. And actually, Terence is actually taking to the bike this weekend, or next weekend himself, with Rory Kennedy, believe it or not. He's in the four wheels this week, but he'll be on the two next week. And the Wild Atlantic Way, Joan Crawford, has come on board, and you know, it's great to have her on board, because you know, it is the Wild Atlantic Way route that we're going around. Yeah. And it's great to have Joan on board as well. So that is about it. And listen, just as Sean said already, if we get so many people down to support it, it's a great event. And we had a few boys come down last year to help out, like Kieran O'Donnell and a couple of other friends of ours, young Mitchell McLaughlin, them boys come down just to give us a wee hand, and they were there for the weekend. You get sucked into it, and, yeah, you know, you're on the tracker and you're watching it, and it's very hard to leave it, you know. So we're looking forward to it.